I mean, partly, you're in a state of high emotion anyway, going in to sit in the Olivier Auditorium to see your dead father's work, you know, that, so
of course.
You're susceptible already.
Yes.
But the power of particularly the two central performances from Jodie Whittaker and Christopher Eccleston, and the way Dad's translation sounded so new minted and so fresh and new, I wasn't ready for it. I was expecting, you know, I know Antigone, I know what happens, I'm sure it'll be, you know, very moving, but I wasn't expecting. And it's partly because of, like, a very brave decision that Christopher Eccleston, or Polly Findlay and Chris Eccleston, I don't know, made, which is for Creon at the end not to have processed what's happened to him. So often you get in all kinds of tragedy, Shakespearean tragedy as well as Greek, you get people who are sort of instantly able to internalise the horror of what's happened, and Eccleston was nowhere near understanding what had happened to him. He says, I've done this, but I don't, how has it ended up with my wife and my son dead? Half an hour ago I was convinced I was doing the right thing, and now my life is utterly destroyed. And that bewilderment was so fascinating to me and blew me away. And the moral certainty that Jodie Whittaker brought to Antigone, that you think, you know, if she's on your side, she's a heroine, and if she's not, she's a suicide bomber.
Yes.